Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Conversation continues here on WGNS, Rutherford Issues. I'm Brian Barrett, in with Jeff Pooster, who is with the Exchange Club Family Center here in Rutherford County, and in to talk about some events coming up. First of all, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Staying busy.
I'm sure you are. What does the Exchange Club Family Center do here in Rutherford County?
We've got a few different programs that we have, all for the prevention of child abuse. Specifically, our focus is on parents and helping parents gain parenting skills and enhancing those skills so that they more effectively and safely can parent their children. So we have our parenting classes, which now are free for our positive parenting, which is a parenting class for parents that have younger children. And then our Families in Action, which is our parenting class for parents with teens. Those are 8 and 6 weeks long classes. We're able to do that free now thanks to a CAP grant. And then we still have our transparenting class, of course, and that's a $45 class, and that's the one for parents who are going through a divorce and are mandated by the state to take that particular class. And then in addition to the parenting classes, we also have our supervised visitation program. And that's where children can safely and securely visit with their parents when there's been some issues, such as violence at home.
This is, has obviously been an evolving, if you will, service. I think you've added a few things as the years have gone on. The parenting classes seem a bit more in-depth than they used to be. I guess this grant helps with that.
It does help with that, and it helps us to get out to locations like Smyrna. So we're now doing the positive parenting class. The Tennessee Rehabilitation Center has allowed us to use some room there. So we're able to get out there. We're able to get down to Cannon County. So we're trying to get into those outlying areas where parents may have a harder time with transportation, and then focusing on the class and, going into some details there. And then, of course, we still have the class at our Rutherford County Correctional Facility as well. That's just been very successful.
How are things going with that? I've been out for a graduation, which some of the Exchange Club members invited me out to that. It's just a really neat experience.
It is something. We just had a graduation in last week, in fact, and the parents there were that were graduating, moms and dads, were telling stories and writing letters and speaking during the graduation, and it's really touching. It is something to see, and I really hope that with this class and some other things that Lieutenant Salandi's putting on out there to help these parents be successful once they move on to that next part of their life.
Have you gotten feedback on how this has worked to change lives? I mean, the program's been going on for a while, so yeah. Have you heard any feedback from that?
We've heard some in terms of the recidivism rate. The rate at which these folks are coming back is much less than if they're not getting the parenting class. So we have heard. We don't have any numbers on that, and it's pretty difficult to track folks once they leave. But while they're there, they're definitely very positive in learning those skills. And we see it just in the 8 week long period from the beginning when they're just seeing it as an opportunity to get out of doing other things. By the middle of it, they're vested. And they're vested and they're honest about it too, about being better parents and grandparents as well.
I'm sure sometimes, you may have some that go through there and I don't want to say half-heartedly, but kind of look at it as just another opportunity, but really come away thinking this is really what I needed.
It speaks to the power of the program that we use. And it speaks to our instructor, Sandra Zuri, who is just wonderful, who really presents that information and is just really in touch with those parents. And brings it home and presents it in a way that makes it very personal for them. So they come away, the parents do, with a great appreciation for Sandy and the program that she's teaching.
Jeff, I know that there are many great things going on with the Exchange Club Family Center in terms of what you're doing and programs. Still working out of that small location out there, though,
yes,
aren't you?
Still working out of the location. And fortunately, as I mentioned, we're able to expand in some of the outlying areas. The Rehabilitation Center and some other places have, graciously given us some space and allowed us to piggyback on some of their programs and some of their space as well.
You kind of have to branch out and go to those communities, which I guess is maybe a blessing in disguise. I know that there's a desire for a larger facility, and one day that will happen, but now you get to be where the people are.
Yeah, and we get to collaborate with some great agencies mm-hmm. as well, such as the Salvation Army and the Sexual Assault Center. We're helping with them, and they're helping with us, and it's a great chance to collaborate, and I think it helps families in this county when we work together as agencies and nonprofits.
I really think that's what the United Way helps to do. It helps in the collaboration between all of these groups.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what United Way does. It brings 46 agencies together so that we can, and that's how I was able to get some help with the Salvation Army as well as many others. So, if it wasn't for United Way, there wouldn't be this collaborative event that's going on in Rutherford County.
I think you see people with such a good heart and a desire to help, and they really want to do something to impact the community. But if you work together, maybe you have found a niche, but it kind of bleeds over into the work of other groups, and you can really help the whole person by bringing in, for instance, the Exchange Club Family Center and the Salvation Army to work together with one family.
And that the term niche is exactly right. I mean, we serve a small part in the community, but we're part of that pie, and there's many other pieces that go along in that pie, and that's where we have effective services in Rutherford County, is when we're all working together, and that's exactly what the United Way is there for and is doing, is very successful at.
Jeff Pooster is here with us with the Exchange Club Family Center as we talk about things going on with the Family Center here in Rutherford County. You've got some events coming up. Yep. October is a pretty big month in terms of a conference, I understand.
Yeah. Before I get into the conference, I forget to mention one thing that we have. Actually, I'm heading that way tonight to Nashville for Live on the Green. That's an event that's going on downtown Nashville. It's a free music event. Tonight is Robert Randolph and the Family Band. But that event helps us. We are the social service agency that benefits from that event. So, as again, it's some great music. It's every Thursday night until October the 13th. So that's a pretty cool time downtown Nashville. A conference that we're putting on and helping to put on, rather, in October is the Rutherford County Coalition Against Child Abuse. We are a part of that, as well as many other agencies in Rutherford County, and not just agencies, but also just concerned parents and citizens. We've got the coalition. It's been up and running. We've had this conference in the past. So we're doing it again this year, and we're holding it October 26th and 27th at the Central Christian Church in downtown Murfreesboro. Thank you to the church for allowing that space. And they're going to have, basically, I've got two tracks, and we're going to focus on child welfare and child services, and then we're going to focus on law enforcement. So we've got, three presentations each day for each track. So a total of six presentations going on. Law enforcement will have the opportunity to get post-certified credit for coming, and then DCS is working on getting an approval for their DCS workers to come as well. I just sent that to the regional coordinator yesterday. I'll give you an idea of some of the things that are going to be presented there. We're going to have Tennessee Lives Counts is going to be doing teen suicide prevention. Smyrna PD is going to be there and talking about their gang activities and their gang unit. We're going to have End Slavery Tennessee is going to be talking about human trafficking. Very big deal. And yes, it is very prevalent here in Rutherford County. In fact, two recently in Smyrna were cases involving human trafficking. Both of those cases were children. We're going to have Dr. Deborah Lowen from Vanderbilt University, who's going to be talking about recognizing abuse in the emergency room. Our own Murfreesboro PD is going to be talking about domestic violence and sexual assault. And we're also going to have internet crimes. I believe that's going to be, I can't remember exactly what agency that's going to be coming and talking about that. It may be the ICAC team. And then we're going to have a presentation on sexual assault. So a wider range of stuff. And the best part about this is it's free. Anybody can come. And I ask that you register. There's a number of different ways you can do that, either by calling the Family Center. I have sent out flyers and registration forms for folks to do that. So, again, free conference October 26th and 27th.
Now, how did the Exchange Club Family Center get involved in this? And it's such a wide array of subjects. And I said, you said partnering with some other agencies too,
yes.
I guess, right?
Well, the coalition, which originally started by the Exchange Club Family Center much before my time. And it's been historically, it's been the program director who's kind of been the chairperson for the coalition. And I'm currently the chairperson. Most recently, it was Tanya Hobbs, who was the previous program director. So we partner with so many different agencies on this. MTSU has the Rutherford Association for the Education of Young Children. They're a big supporter of this conference as well. The CAC is. The SAC, the Sexual Assault Center, the Guidance Center, and I'm just trying to think of all the different...
A large number.
It is, and a lot of those are United Way participants. So another way that United Way has helped us in bringing this coalition and making it something that's very effective in this county.
You know, you mentioned several domestic violence, sexual assault services, or sexual assault and gang violence. We hear about a lot of those, but human trafficking, that really stuck out to me. And you said that it's that there were two cases involving children in Smyrna
just this year.
Yeah. I mean, that is amazing. Human trafficking, maybe explain what that is.
Sure. That is taking an adult or a child and then somehow abducting them, placing them into slavery for the purpose of sex. And unfortunately, that is many times immigrants or people that are brought over from other countries. It's not always the case. It can be definitely children and adults that are, you know, native-born citizens, but they're placed into a situation where they're in slaves for sex. And End Slavery Tennessee, it's an organization that is new to me. I hadn't heard of it until I started doing some research and found out some information. But that's a great place to go. I've learned a lot of information there. And it was amazing, the statistics that I saw. I can't quote them right now, but some of the stuff that I saw in there, that how much actually occurs in the United States.
And from what I understand, and we have had some guests in the past on this program to speak on that particular subject, and it's so hard to track down once those adults or children are abducted and in this slavery, because they travel to different areas, and it's just hard to catch up. I mean, the way they could travel the country.
Yeah. Law enforcement is hugely up against a wall with this particular things. The lack of funding and the lack of the ability to track them, as you've mentioned, makes it very difficult. And that's what this type of field or this type of area thrives on that. And, but the, you know, End Slavery's got some excellent training from what I've heard, and they're going to be able to help in law enforcement, such as at a traffic stop, what are you looking for? You know, we've seen instances in the past so many times of just a simple traffic stop, you know, ended in a result of finding a terrorist or finding a person who's doing human trafficking or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, training those police officers so when they do those simple traffic stops or routine, stuff that they do, they can identify some of these behaviors and stuff that they need to be looking for.
And kind of what to look for in those situations.
Exactly.
Internet crimes. Well, that's an interesting subject, and that's one that grows and changes daily, maybe even hourly, I would assume.
It does, and I did a training on that most recently with State Farm, in fact. A number of parents that work at State Farm requested this training, so I went out and presented it. It was something new for me. So again, compiling a lot of information, you know, obviously on the internet, internet, getting information about how to be safe, how to protect your kids, and how to protect yourself as well. Some of the statistics that I saw there were also amazing. This was the Department of Justice statistics that 55% of child pornography is actually used and produced here in the United States. And as a comparison, that goes to 23% in Russia. So we far out other countries when it comes to producing and trafficking this type of child pornography in the world.
And that's just one example of internet crimes.
Yeah. So. When I talk to the internet crimes folks here, such as Detective West, Jennifer West, and Tommy Roberts, when I spoke with them, they say, you know, it could be anywhere from identity theft, obviously, to child pornography and soliciting children online. And so there are definitely some ways out there that families, parents can protect their kids. You know, it took me a couple of days, but I was able to research a lot of information. NetSmarts, and that was spelled NetSmartz, was an excellent website. Detective West actually directed me to that and said, you know, that's a good place to go and it's a good place to start. And that's what I was talking about in the training. And a lot of it was used from that particular website, how to protect kids and what to look for. And as I've said, with gangs, with drugs and alcohol, and with internet crimes, the best parents are the parents that are the most intrusive into their kids' lives. They're the ones who are knowing where their kids are at, knowing where their kids are going to be going, knowing what their phone numbers of their friends are, who their parents of their friends are, all those things. Those kinds of things are what prevent crimes on children.
I hope my family's listening at home. Because, you know, you're not there to be a best friend. You're there to be a parent, and sometimes you have to be tough on those kind of things.
Absolutely. You got to draw the boundaries, and that's what kids look for, is those boundaries.
Yeah. Jeff, again, give us the details of the conference. Now, you mentioned that police can get certification and DCS and all this, but is it open? Is it to the public? I mean, is the public invited to this?
You know, our focus is on child welfare services and on law enforcement, but it absolutely is open to the public. I mean, we've had citizens in the past who have attended who weren't involved with a child welfare agency or social service agency or who were not in law enforcement. But they still, yeah, absolutely come. They want to learn some of this stuff. They want to learn about this stuff. I mean, we see, you know, I gave the example of something simple as a traffic stop resulting in a big bust on a crime. Citizens do this just as much as well. Concerned citizens that know what to look for and, you know, see something out of the ordinary, they're able to report, such as human trafficking.
Jeff, the conference, the 26th and 27th, right?
That's right.
Very good. And just call the office, Exchange Club Family Center, for details.
Give us a call at 890-4673. I can email you or send you the flyer and the registration form and give you all the information.
Before time gets away, Robert McConnell at Robert's Discount Auto Repair would have my hide if I didn't mention Wild at Heart. This was an outstanding success last year, and I think that the date has been pushed back a few months from where it was last year, but going to do this second event.
Yeah, we were not wanting to interfere with not only United Way's campaign, but also some other things that were going on, such as at the Boys and Girls Club. So we did push the Wild at Heart event back to December the 3rd. And we realize that's a day. Many of you SEC fans know that it's the SEC Championship. There will be TVs available and showing the game. So please come out. Don't let that stop you. But this year, we're also going to have it at the Stones River Grill. And they're going to help us out. And so there's going to be some indoor seating, but then we're also going to have some tents stretched from the Stones River Grill over to Robert's shop. And folks can be able to eat outside. Same great food as last year, probably more so of it, because I think we ran out of food last year. So we're going to get even more wild game to cook and prepare and have for everybody to enjoy. And then we're going to have a bluegrass band as well.
I think everybody is prepared this time and have been saving up some of their some of their prizes, I guess, if you will, from their hunting and things of that nature. So should be a great event. I know we'll have plenty of time to talk about that, but get that on the calendars, December 3rd.
Yes, sir. December 3rd. I think we're going to be starting about 4:30.
Very good. Jeff, come back anytime. Appreciate you stopping by today.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Jeff Pooster joining us from the Exchange Club Family Center here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. Back in just a moment.